Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 11th of August, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. BT Broadband users in the UK, you're going to have a little new toy to play with today. That toy actually being an app. Imagine that. BT has released a new app called MyBT, and it's going to make it a little bit easier for you to manage your account from your phone. It's going to let you check your recent bills, track your hardware orders, and review packages that you're currently signed up for. However, though, the feature you'll probably use the most is the ability to check the status of BT services in your area. For instance, like when there's downtime in your area, or even if engineers are actually currently working on the problem. Another nice feature of the app? Yeah, if you want to be lazy, now you can. You don't have to get away from your tablet, off the sofa, or away from your computer to reboot that modem anymore. You can start your BT Hub remotely now from the app. BT's MyBT app is out now for iOS and Android, so have fun BTing today. I guess it's an app day for the UK, because the next one, yeah, it's also an app too. This one comes from Apple, however. It's for the cardiovascular health app. Yep, you know, part of Research Health Kit. Yeah, remember that? And what's even more amazing, it's actually coming out in the UK before even the US. Yeah, that doesn't happen very often with Apple stuff, does it? It's called, actually, My Heart Counts. And it's the first health app built right into Apple's Research Kit platform. Now, of course, with the app, you're going to have to opt in for it, so be forewarned. You're going to be asked every few months to take part in a week-long test, which includes 7 days of active monitoring. Also, you're going to have to do a 6-minute walk and a submission of personal risk factor information. Wondering where all your heart data's going? Well, at Stanford University. It's going to review your heart's health in return, and probably give you advice for improving general wellness. Aww. So, UK citizens, if that health buff in you feels like getting out, you might want to sign up today. But be forewarned, if you sign up for this app, that means being lazy with your BT app. Yeah, you're not going to be able to do that anymore. Well, after kind of a slow bit of a start for Google's Android One project, yeah, you might remember that, that's Android for low-priced smartphones in emerging markets. Well, Google's rebooting it now, because the program has not delivered to expectations. And a lot of that has to do with the price of the phones. Most are priced around $100. Google wants to get that down to about $50. The rebooting of the Android One project is actually trying to hit the sweet spot first in India, trying to push out smartphones running Android One between $30 and $50 price mark. Some of the current devices that are out there running Android Run are actually pretty decent. They got 4 to 5 inch displays, 5 megapixel cameras, and of course the recent versions of a basically vanilla running Android OS. Google hasn't really said who's going to build the new $50 devices or if they're even going to have the same specs. Chances are, if you're dropping the price by half, yeah, don't look for the same old goodies underneath the hood, especially. All right, time for Hacker News Tuesday. Oh, yeah, this involves the Chinese. Imagine that. And, oh, yeah, President Obama. It seems the Chinese have breached the personal email accounts of many of top Obama's administration officials. This is comforting, isn't it, U.S. citizens? And believe it or not, they've actually been reading all their emails since 2010. This is according to a report from NBC. Now, the email grab, actually codenamed Dancing Panda, I'm not kidding, that's the code name for this, was detected way back in April of 2010. The intrusion actually was into personal email accounts, and even at the time of the briefing, yep, the hacking and snooping was still going on. So apparently it looks like government is all fine and happy just watching at the sidelines, seeing what happens with all its U.S. elected officials. One thing, though, that's kind of making me wonder, you know that Clinton email scandal? Wonder if the Chinese got all those emails. Any bets? And finally, how many of you just feel like LOL today? Well, you shouldn't feel that way anymore, at least according to Facebook. Ha ha, as in H-A-H-A, has officially killed LOL. Yep, you ain't cool anymore if you're sticking LOL at the end of your jokes online. In a new report from Facebook, oh man, why do we have such things? It looked into its users, imagine that, and their expressions of laughter. And what Facebook has found out, that 51.4%, yep, they prefer the ha-ha. 33.7% actually prefer that emojicon. Yeah, the one that is really laughing with tears coming out of his eyes. Yeah, that one. And hee-hee hee, not like the Michael Jackson hee hee, but as in the hee hee, H-E-H-E. Yeah, that comes in at 13.1%. Oh, but the mighty LOL is now at 1.9%. Ah, so what do we take from this study? Well, apparently, if we're still using LOL, we're not cool anymore. So we got to stop that today. And secondly, and probably most importantly, Facebook is looking at everything we freaking do. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get your behind over there today at the BTN main website at BritishTechNetwork.com. So many great shows going on over there. Gamer Show, Big Show, Mac Show, you know all the great shows over there. Check them all out. Also, don't forget to follow British Tech for everything that's happening at BTN at British Tech on Twitter. You can follow me too, if you really want to, at Kyle Swagger on Twitter. We'll be back tomorrow with your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. But until then, hold on. Tuesday's here. We're on our way to finishing out the week. Try your best to have the best day possible. And thank you, as always, for listening.